The Rebbe is telling us an amazing message that Hashem did this to Avram. He says, you got to change your entire mindset. You are not limited by nature. When you're limited by nature, so you're focused on nature. But no. Hashem pulls him out. He says, a yid is a divine, is a godly thing. It's a God. So you're not limited by nature. You're plugged in to the creator of nature. You're God's children. Bini b'chayri Yisrael, we say. So Hashem changed us, and we're not, you know, we always have people here coming and talking about, oh, I'm born in this month and that month, what all these things mean, right? Horoscopes, all those stuff. It's all based on nature. But a Jew doesn't need these things because we're beyond, we're above nature. Yeah. And here we have the story in tonight's Sicha, because basically it plays out because Yishmol and Yitzchak. Yishmol was Avram's natural son, and Yitzchak was Hashem's, Yishmol was Avram's natural son, and Yitzchak was Avram's miraculous son. Because Avram and Sarah was 190 years old, right, each one, and to have a child then, it was a miraculous thing. So Yishmol is a natural one, and Yitzchak is a miraculous one. And Avram tells Hashem, you'll soon see in the pasuk we're going to read. Avram says, "Well, Yishmol is going to be okay. Let's be with Yishmol." And Hashem says, "No. You're getting a son, Yitzchak, and he's going to be your real nachas, and it'll be born to both of you." Avram would be happy. God, it's okay. We'll be okay with Yishmol. Let's not, you know, we'll deal with the nature. Yishmol, I already have a son, Yishmol. Let him just be, you know, follow your path, and I'll be happy. Hashem says, "No. There's a whole other plan in mind for you. We're going to pull you out of that natural way of making. You're about to have a miraculous son at a ripe old age of 100, and your wife, Sarah, 90, will be having a miraculous son, Yitzchak, and he will be the one who you will get nachas from. He will be your next in line, not just biologically, but also philosophically. He'll be your person that will keep your ideology and your legacy." Among the central events of this week's parsha are the stories of the births of Avraham's sons, Yishmael and Yitzchak. The births carry a universal message because every parent hopes and prays that their children will continue their legacy. Thus, we can learn an important lesson from the stories this week's Torah reading relating about the two children God gave Avraham, first Yishmael and then Yitzchak. 13 years after Yishmael's birth, God promised Avraham that Yitzchak would be born. In response to Hashem's promise that he would father another child, Avram replied, "Nah, may it be at least that Yishmael live in your presence." It's clear that Avram would have been satisfied even if Yitzchak were not to have been born, as long as Yishmael lives in Hashem's presence. He says, "No, let Yishmael be the one who will follow in your path. I don't need another one." In other words, that his oldest son, Yishmael, would live a virtuous life and follow in Hashem's path. That would be enough for Avram. God agreed to Avram's request, promising, "I will heed you regarding Yishmael." Nevertheless, although he assured Avram that Yishmael would bring him nachas, a parent's satisfaction, Hashem informed Avram that he should not be content with that alone. Instead, he promised Avram that he would father Yitzchak and told him, "Your progeny will be called after Yitzchak," letting him know that it would be Yitzchak and not Yishmael who would ultimately provide him with the true nachas. Yitzchak is going to be your one who's going to follow your legacy and keep you giving you nachas forever. Hashem had revealed these prophecies to Avram when he was 99 years old. By then, he already served Hashem for decades and had undergone numerous trials of faith. Certainly, after living a godly life for so many years, he had gained a genuine understanding of what deriving satisfaction from children really means. When he asked of Hashem, may it be that Yishmael live in your presence, his intention was that Yishmael would follow the way of life that Avram would teach him. In this way, Avram would derive genuine satisfaction from him in a manner that he would appreciate. Nevertheless, Hashem told Avram that he needed to get his sights higher. And he has to understand that it would be Yitzchak and not Yishmael from whom he would derive true satisfaction, true nachas. Now, the obvious question, and the Rebbe is going to address it right now, is how is it possible even for Yishmael to be the one to give nachas to Avram? So the Rebbe is going to share a medrash which shows that Yishmael and Yishmael's mother Hagar were all very righteous people. it messed up later, but the roots were very righteous. So it could have, and it made sense what Avraham was asking for. Let just Yishmael be the guy that like gets fully aligned with my vision and becomes the next one in line of my teachings. Here we go. Yishmael grew up with positive moral values. Aside from Avraham's influence, his mother Hagar was a God-fearing woman. As the Medrash points out, that indeed her conduct was so virtuous that she was given, though she was later given the name Keturah, connecting her to one of the services in the Beis HaMikdash, the Ketores offering. She demonstrated Mesiras Nefesh, genuine self-sacrifice, to follow Avram's path of life. As our sages relate, Hagar was the daughter of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, the ruler of one of the most powerful civilizations of that era. Nevertheless, she left the royal palace to become Sarah's maidservant so that she could be part of Avram's household. Obviously, she raised her son Yishmael to follow in this path. On this basis, we can understand why Avram was willing to content himself with Yishmael, hoping that he would be the source of ample and complete satisfaction, nachas. This, however, makes it even more puzzling that Hashem clearly told him, no, don't be satisfied with Yishmael, but instead that your progeny will be called after Yitzchak. In other words, we see here Midrashim that share with us an insight about Hagar, which is Yishmael's mother, that she was very righteous. She left a wealthy upbringing as a Pharaoh's daughter to be a maidservant of Sarah because she wanted to be involved with the truth. She saw that Avram was the truth. I want to be part of him. Well, I'll do anything. I'll be a maidservant just to be part of his household. The point I'm trying to say is here, literally, you see Hagar's story that she left that whole amazing wealthy lifestyle because she was looking for the truth.
She was
willing
to sacrifice.
And she had a mysterious nefesh, says the Rebbe. And she would raise her son. So Avram says, it's okay, I don't need a miracle. I already have a son. Let him just be in my path fully to the end, and then I'm good. So to speak, like, bless me for that. And Hashem says, no, you're getting a miraculous son. A son that doesn't work within nature. A son that's born to 190-year-old parents when nobody gives birth at that age. Let's continue. The difference between Yishmael and Yitzchak can be explained as follows. Yishmael was born in a natural manner, not through a miracle. Yitzchak, on the other hand, was born through a miracle. According to the laws of nature, it was impossible for Avram and Sarah to have a child at their extremely advanced ages. Nobody could believe that such a thing could happen. Even Avram himself did not believe that he was worthy of being shown such a miracle by Hashem. Another contrast reflecting the fundamental difference between Yishmael and Yitzchak concerns their circumcisions. The only mitzvah through which a bond could be established with Hashem before the giving of the Torah, Yishmael was circumcised at the age of 13. At 13, a child gains intellectual maturity. For that reason, he became obligated in the observance of the mitzvahs, since by that age, we can reasonably assume that he is capable of handling himself responsibly. Yishmael's willingness to undergo circumcision at this age demonstrates that he made a conscious decision to connect to Hashem. By contrast, Yitzchak underwent circumcision when he was but 8 days old. At that age, a baby cannot be asked for his consent. Nevertheless, Yitzchak was brought into a powerful bond with Hashem while still a tiny infant. Such a connection can never be severed or erased. It is, in the words of the Torah, an eternal covenant. Let me pause for a second. People actually challenge Yiddishkeit and Judaism with this question. They go, what are you at? Yeah, a circumcision done to an 8-day boy? He's not even asked. There's no say in the man. That's like the challenge that Yiddishkeit is asked. But here the Rebbe is answering it. He says, no. If your connection to Hashem, like Yishmael, begins with logic, it could also end with logic. Today I'm logically convinced. If tomorrow I am convinced the other way around, I drop it. The connection, and that's what, by the way, even for a convert, let's go back for a second. A convert can learn so much, they can become more knowledgeable than a Talmud Chacham, and they're still not a convert. They have to do something with a precise path of mikvah and everything else that includes of the conversion process, and then they become a full-fledged yid. Why? Because the connection of Hashem to a yid doesn't go through the mind, is not a logical connection. It needs to be something that's completely beyond logic. So it's not about how much you know or how much you learn. It's This is the way how Hashem decides how a person converts. But same thing with the bris. Hashem says, no, I'm giving you a child, a bris on an 8 day old. It's beyond this logic. It's deeper than a logical thing which could be debated or anything. It's inherits deeply within you. But Hashem wants it on your body. It's a bris oilam. It's a common prayer. The two differences between Yitzchak and Yishmael mentioned above is one, that Yitzchak's birth was supernatural and miraculous, while Yishmael's birth was natural. And B, that Yitzchak's connection with Hashem transcends intellect, while Yishmael's connection was based on his mind, because he had a bris when he was 13 willingly, it was his own decision. Now, once we understand this, this enables us to understand why the true nachas that Avram would derive would be from Yitzchak. Why? When a child is born, he grows up under the watchful eyes of his parents, who do their best to protect him from even the slightest draft. Right? We don't close the window, we're afraid of a little bit of a wind. He is educated, trained from his earliest years to develop a proper understanding and outlook that will lead him to connect with Hashem. This was the path of Yishmael. Raised in Avram's household, thanks to the upbringing he received, Yishmael developed the proper understanding that he must connect with Hashem and therefore made the decision to undergo circumcision. However, being raised in such a way does not guarantee. Here is the key, Rabbi Yisrael. It does not guarantee that a person's bond and connection with Hashem will endure. When a child's entire connection with Hashem, with Judaism, stems only from his mind, from his understanding, there is no way to know what will happen when he is confronted with disruptions in his life. In addition, even before such a person is confronted with challenges, it is impossible to know how deep his commitment to Judaism is and what it will be in the future. Will he devote himself fully and completely, or will his commitment be measured, extending only as far as it coexists with his understanding? Right? If your Yiddishkeit is based on your logic, then you only do as much as it makes sense to you. For this reason, even in the instance of Yishmael, when the question of Avram's inheritance arose, Yishmael acted in a manner completely inconsistent with his upbringing, to the degree that he could no longer remain in Avram's household. That's when Hashem told Avram to banish Yishmael because your progeny will be called after Yitzchak. With this statement, Hashem was underscoring the fact that when it comes to establishing the bedrock on which is based the future of the Jewish people, one cannot adopt an approach that is bound by the limits of nature, for the entire existence of the Jewish people transcends nature. From the time a Jew is born, his life begins with and continues to reflect miracles without restriction by nature's limitation. So Hashem was telling Avram, true Jewish nachas can only come from a child whose very birth and entire life from that moment on follows a godly pattern. As soon as he is 8 days old, at the very first opportunity, he is brought into a bond with Hashem, becoming part of an eternal covenant, Bris Olam. The child has no understanding of this, and he cannot be asked if he approves. It is precisely this approach that serves as the basis of a Jew's covenant with Hashem. For such a child, commitment to Judaism will not be merely intellectual. Instead, his bond with Hashem will be based on self-sacrifice. Such a child will provide his parents with true Jewish nachas.